Ween was the staff surgeon at the hospital. He had a good reputation with his patients. Former Assemblymember Tom Pratt told the board that they should protect hospital staff and urge them to retain Ween.
It's a special thing when you're dealing with people, and you've got to have people who can talk to people and identify with people, and Dr. Ween is one of those.
Resident Karen Lucas encouraged the board to renegotiate a new package with Ween. She said that he had a 17-year commitment to Sitka that was important to residents who were wary of imported talent from out of state. She thought he was an exceptionally talented surgeon and...
above and beyond his skill, the man is personable, he's soft-spoken, he's humble, he's charitable, he's a man that can reach anybody, no matter what tier they belong to economically.
Hospital CEO Rob Allen could offer no details on Ween's dismissal since it was a personnel issue, but Allen added it was also a very personal issue.
Personnel issues are always difficult. This one particularly so because he saved my dad's life in the fall time, and I agree with many of the sentiments, you know, that I've heard not only tonight but, you know, in the paper and on Problem Corner and from the phone calls that I've received.
Allen said that it was his decision, a CEO decision, to terminate Ween's contract and not a board-level decision, and it was a decision he was not pleased to make.
It really ended in a way that I was not happy with nor expecting.
Allen said that he could not explain the reasons behind the decision, publicly defend it, or confirm or deny any of the rumors that had been circulating regarding Ween's departure. I recognize that he made a difference in many lives, Allen said. I know that. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.